You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show from 93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia. Macumba with Masquerade. Welcome back to the second hour of Syrup Moose Radio. If you missed the first chunk, we talked about J.K. Rowling and Tim Horton's baffling decision to partner with a transphobic bigot. And we've been talking in the last chunk there about AI companies stripping books to feed them to generative AI. So if you haven't heard, a company called Anthropic, as well as a number of other companies, have been buying books in large quantities, tearing out the spine, scanning the book, and then pulping them. This despite the fact that there are non-destructive ways to scan books. They just take time, and the people who have made it their life's mission to destroy our planet as quickly as possible are not interested in being patient. So that's happening, and it's bad. It's a bad time. We're you know, in the middle of actively destroying the only planet that we have, and we don't seem to care as long as we can make weird videos of fruit killing and having sex with each other. I don't really understand the appeal personally, but you know. The takeaway I want from that first hour is, number one, do not go to Tim Hortons. Absolutely don't. And also, do not harass the employees there. If you have an issue, take it up with the corporate offices for Tim Hortons. Do not harass minimum wage employees about something that they do not have control over. And also, if you're still using AI, know that you are contributing to the destruction of books now. And I have a feeling there are a lot of you out there who would argue that book burnings, for example, are bad, or book bans are bad. And this is just another form of destruction of that type. So consider that, you know. And I also said in the last hour that there are tremendous amount of businesses, even in Smithers, and I'm sure in your community, wherever you're hearing this, that are using AI to advertise their food, to advertise their business. They are making their business logos and signs using AI. And we all can see it. Everyone knows. And we are talking about you about it behind your back. And realistically, you know, for me personally, I won't support you. I won't go to a place if I see their AI, that AI is being used to predominantly market themselves. It's lazy, and you don't really deserve success if that's the way you are going to behave. Okay, that's it. I'm done. We're done with the hard part of the show. I'm going to play a new one from Black Pantera. And then we're going to come back and I'm going to tell you about the fun things that I have been up to in terms of media I have been consuming. And so we're going to try and end on a light, right? So I'm going to play a couple of songs here, starting with Horus by Black Pantera. And after this sort of block, I will come back and we'll talk about I've been playing PBA Pro Bowling 2026. Of all games has really been capturing my attention. So I'll talk to you guys about that. And then we don't have to be adversarial for the rest of the show. How's that sound? All right, here's a block of music coming to you here on Syrup Moose Radio. Thank you for sticking with me through the challenging part. And let's just have a little bit of fun. This is Horus. Todos olhos em mim. Todos olhos em mim. Todos olhos em mim. Hey. Todos os olhos em mim, todos os holofotes, pensa pai, dessa manhã, reza tem que ser forte. Todos os olhos em mim, todos os holofotes, pensa pai, dessa manhã, reza tem que ser forte. Crucifixo e a cruzada, três batel, prefixo e a fé sintetizada. Ocupando espaço, às vezes só, mesmo sozinho, tenho quem me guarda ao meu redor. Crucifixo. Blind Commentary with Bury Your Horses. Before that, it sounds like it's going to start again, but it's not. Before that, you heard Nuclear Aggressor by Voltage. You heard Passing the Torch by Chapter 33. You had For Once You Can Make Something Up by 98998 Almonds. And before that, you heard Horus by Black Pantera. This is Sirit Moves Radio. This is the part of the show where I talk about some of the media that I have been consuming that stands out to me as being worth recommending. And honestly, I did not think I would be playing this game still, but I am. I've been playing on Game Pass PBA Pro Bowling 2026. It's what it sounds like. It's like a realistic bowling simulator, and it's truly... it's been so much fun to play. Do I think it's a game I would have bought full price? No. It came on Game Pass, and I thought, okay, let's try it. And it slaps. It rules. It's been a lot of fun. I'm like on tier 8, and I'm just working my way through. I think I might 100% it. And I don't do that very often. So I'm sure... whatever limited gamer cred that I may have had is gone when I say this. So, but it's a game I've been spending a lot of time with, and it's extremely fun. I also last night started playing Salcesto, which was free on the Epic Game Store and is super fun. These are not ads for these companies. I am well aware of how problematic all of them are, and I will say that nobody's media... diet is 100% free of problematic elements. So just to put that right there. But yes, Salcesto is fun. It's a roguelike dungeon game that I'm really enjoying. I love the art for it. It's very, very cool. In terms of like movies and stuff, I haven't been watching a ton lately. And my reading has slowed, but only a little bit. I got to a point where I was getting really overwhelmed. I had big piles of books that I was trying to read. And so I kind of pulled that back a little bit. I have just started reading Stephen Graham Jones' The Buffalo Hunter, which is really good so far. And I'm only 50 odd pages in. So I'm really enjoying that. And that, I think it helped me to just take a breath and slow down. And that's something I'm trying to do in a lot of aspects of my life, because I'm somebody who I get an idea in my head and I run full speed into the wall to get it done, and I want it to happen and I want to do it, and then I want to do, you know, the busiest version of it that's going to take all my time, and like it just it doesn't do me any good. And I get really in my head about it. And so I am these days trying my best to slow down. And I think it's working for the most part. Currently, I am getting ready to go home. To go and visit family and stuff on Vancouver Island. I'll be there the second half of August. I'm really looking forward to it. For the most part, it's going to be busy, which is always a little bit stressful. That's the thing about travel, right? Like, nobody ever wants to talk about the fact that it's so busy and you always have to do something. So, anyway, I'm sure I will be reading and things, because we're driving for days to get down there. So, anyway. So, that actually brings to mind, there will be a couple of shows while I'm gone that are just sort of playlist shows, mixtape shows. And then I'll be back with a full show in September. So, yeah, there will be this one. And I believe I'm going to be able to squeeze in one more before I go. But we'll see about that. If you're new here, you can check out this show 6 days a week on Mondays. You can hear me in Burnaby, British Columbia on 90.1 FM CJSF at 10 p.m. Pacific. Tuesdays, you can catch me at my home base in Smithers, British Columbia on 93.9 FM CICK starting at 9 Pacific. Wednesdays, I am on in Prince George, British Columbia at 9 p.m. Pacific on 88.7 FM CFUR. Thursdays, I don't have a show, and I need one on Thursdays in order to dominate the week. So if you are hearing this, tell your local station that you want to hear more of me. On Fridays at 8 p.m. Universal on Untidy Radio, you can catch me all over the world. Saturdays, I'm on at 1 a.m. Eastern on 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario, and 7 p.m. Pacific on 92.5 FM CFBX in Kamloops. That is my newest station. Thank you for having me. And Sundays at midnight on 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, plus a replay of that week's show on 93.9 FM in Smithers, BC. We're going to check out some more music. The next one here is a band called Checked Out. We are going to check that out and then come back. If you ever want to send music to the show, please do so by going sending an email to radio@themarsh.ca. That is the best way to send me some tunes. I like to try and provide space for some of the weirder and harder to market music out there, as well as some blatantly mainstream stuff, as noted by the fact that I played Shaboozy at the beginning of this show. So anyway, this is Checked Out with Telepathy, and we will be back after this.